We hear quite rightly a lot about Mary, the Virgin Mother of Jesus, but perhaps not so much about Joseph, the husband of Mary. Yet he was chosen by God, as Mary was, to be the family in which Jesus was to grow up. Joseph was an ordinary man, a carpenter, who God expected to teach Jesus his trade. Joseph was a man who could so easily have rejected Mary when he discovered she was expecting a child which wasn't his. And he could have disbelieved the angel, who could have confirmed the child was given to Mary by God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're told Joseph was of the line of David, which sounds grand, but so were many others. We're also told Joseph was a righteous man and considered divorcing Mary quietly because he was not wanting to expose Mary to public disgrace. So Joseph was a good, kind man who came from a notable family. He was an ordinary man through whom God did extraordinary things. But when he considered what was quite a natural thing to do in divorcing Mary, and one can only sympathise with him for thinking along those lines, Mary could understandably have said to him, "It's not my fault. I didn't ask for this to happen to me." But an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and confirmed that Mary was with child, having conceived by the Holy Spirit. Perhaps we might find it difficult to understand such a sequence of events happening to an ordinary man. But God has a history of doing extraordinary things through ordinary people. For instance, God chose an ordinary pawnbroker's assistant. Not even a pawnbroker, but an assistant to a pawnbroker, William Booth, to found an international Salvation Army. Or William Carey, an ordinary cobbler, who was a self-educated man, who translated the Bible into 40 different languages and dialects. He often read while working on the shoes, during which time he taught himself Hebrew, Italian, Dutch, and French. Carey acknowledged his own humble origins and referred to himself as just a cobbler. So many of the disciples of Jesus were ordinary men. As we celebrate Christmas in a few days' time, yes, wise men came to worship Jesus in Bethlehem, but so did ordinary shepherds. I'm persuaded that so much of God's work gets left undone because so many of us feel that we are too ordinary to do great things or anything for God. Yet so often God has used ordinary men to do extraordinary things. The Bible has many illustrations of that happening. Just one is of an ordinary farm boy called Gideon, who God used to save his nation. So many more are recorded as being just ordinary until God worked through them. As we come to the crib this Christmas time, you may feel very ordinary and simply come to worship Jesus. But the shepherds who came were the ones God entrusted with proclaiming the Saviour of the world. Perhaps you feel too ordinary to be called to do that, but God takes that ordinariness and makes it extraordinary, if we let him. As we come to the crib to witness the miracle of the birth of Jesus, will you allow God to perform the miracle of using your ordinariness by doing extraordinary things through you?